This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show, hour number three. I spent the first 2 hours railing about all the dumb athletes and all their dumb statements. And Brett Favre saying that Colin Kaepernick should now be like, you know, on Mount Rushmore and should be in the NFL Hall of Fame because he's just the greatest thing since Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman, of course, gave up his life, died for the United States of America after first giving up his NFL salary of like $5 million a year and being one of the top defensive players in America in the NFL. For the Arizona Cardinals. He gave that all up so he could go to Afghanistan and fight for America after 9/11. And he died. That makes him a hero. He thinks that's the same as Colin Kaepernick, who made $150 million and then decided to knee and disrespect the American flag. And no sooner I tell you that, there's a World War II monument in Charlotte defaced with a hammer and sickle. You know what a hammer and sickle are, right? The sign of communism. I told you, we're under communist attack. It's nonstop. And a World War II memorial is designed not to make any political statement. It's not Republican or Democrat. Lots of good white people died, black people died, Republicans died, Democrats died, Jews died, everyone died. You know, Americans died on the battlefield to fight for America. It didn't matter what their color, race, or religion was. Who would deface that? Who would do that? My father fought on Okinawa in Saipan. Why would you deface a World War II memorial? Because you're dealing with thugs and punks and lowlives and creeps and communist domestic terrorists. The 20-foot-tall memorial located at Evergreen Cemetery in Charlotte contains the names of more than 500 county residents who died fighting in World War II. It's the World War II memorial in North Carolina's largest city, defaced with a hammer and sickle. References to communism, including the hammer and sickle, and the words, "Glory to the Day of Heroism, June 19th, 1986. The phrase is a reference to a prison massacre in Peru in which 224 people were killed by the military after a series of riots. I don't know what any of that means. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. What do I give a crap about Peru? Meanwhile, it's perfect timing to tell you that Donald Trump urges legislation for flag burning to be a federal offense with 1 year in jail. President Trump told supporters at a Saturday rally in Tulsa he wants to make the act of burning the American flag a federal offense punishable by up to 1 year in prison. He says 2 days ago, leftist protesters in Portland, Oregon, ripped down a statue of George Washington, wrapped it in an American flag, and set the American flag on fire. And then he urged Oklahoma's two Republican senators who were right in front of him, Senators Jim Inhofe and James Lankford, and he said, "We got to come up with legislation. If you burn the American flag, you go to jail for 1 year." Currently, burning an American flag is considered a constitutionally protected free speech. Here's my question, okay? And I've always felt that burning American flags is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. But, even worse is taking down a beautiful piece of artwork, a statue that represents America's history. Because as much as I love the flag, I would do anything for the flag. When I think of the flag, I think of running up a hill, you're ready to die, you're fighting to take that hill for America, the American people, your girlfriend back home, your mom and dad, your brothers and sisters. That flag represents your family, your country, everything. I get it. I love it. I agree with him. But even worse than that would be destroying a statue of America's history. Statues might be worth millions and millions of dollars. Does anyone understand this? You can't just let people destroy statues. Don't wait for Congress to act. We need an executive order, Mr. President. Same thing we need in Seattle. Why aren't you acting? I know there's a lot of people in my audience, who love everything I say, but who disagree with me on this one, because I've read their emails. And they say, just let liberals self-destruct. Who cares? Let them all kill themselves. Let them showcase how bad it is in these Democrat cities. And I get that, but you're missing the point. People are going to die. Every person that dies, you're just going to say, oh, it's okay, in the name of winning the election in November, just let them die. That's not what I say. Or they own a business and they can't do business anymore. Let them go out of business after they work their whole life for their business. Because, you know, it's an example of how bad Democrats are. I get it. It is an example of how bad Democrats are. It is an example of how bad America would become. But it doesn't matter. You got to take care of the taxpayers. You got to take care of the business owners. You got to take care of the employees. They have jobs. They have lives. How about the people who own condos and houses inside that six-block area? You can't just leave them hanging out to dry. Because you think it would be a good example for the country, or if you're a liberal because you think it's all fine and dandy. These are all people that pay taxes. And if you're Trump and you let this happen, it's going to happen in another city like Vegas where I live. Or it's going to happen in, you know, North Carolina, or it's going to happen in Idaho, or it's going to happen in Boise. It's going to happen in Chicago. It's going to happen in New York. It's going to happen in L.A. Pretty soon, everywhere you look, domestic terrorists are going to take over city blocks, armed. And as I keep saying, same thing with the statues. You let it go on. Where does it end? It's never going to end. It started with Confederate statues, and it was horrible, and it's wrong, and it's erasing history. But at least I get why, if you're black, you'd be angry at a Confederate statue. I even understand that, totally. Even ignoring the fact that some of them were the greatest American military men in history. They were fighting on the wrong side. And if you're black, you don't like that side because it represented slavery. I get it. But why would you burn? Why would you deface or destroy or burn down statues of abolitionists who were men and women ahead of their time fighting to end slavery? Why would you try and break down a statue of Abraham Lincoln who freed the slaves? Why would you want to deface a statue and destroy a statue of George Washington who on his deathbed, or I should say after he died in his will, freed all the slaves? The founder of our nation. Why would you be getting against Ulysses S. Grant, General Ulysses S. Grant and President Ulysses S. Grant? Take down his statue, which they just did. Why? He fought for the North. He fought to free the slaves. What is the point of this? The answer is, they're all communists. They're bitter, vicious people. They're thugs. They're mentally ill. They've got Trump derangement syndrome. And they hate this country with such a passion that they want to erase the fact that the country ever existed. They want to erase everything ever done until now, even in the name of slaves, to help slaves, to end slavery. Doesn't matter. Especially if a white man did it. Oh, it's got to be stopped. And most of the people doing this aren't black. I think the black people don't like the Confederate statues. But when you see who's bringing down Lincoln's statue, or who's bringing down Ulysses S. Grant, or abolitionists, I think those are liberal white punks who are so ashamed, have such white guilt, so ashamed of their whiteness, they want to destroy every example, every sign, every proof of all greatness of any white person that ever existed in the history of this racist nation, America. I'm telling you, President Trump, you got to stop it. You can't sit back and go, oh, let's let him destroy everything, and then we'll win the election. Because there'll be nothing to win for. Your nation's going to be gone. You should get involved. Got to do more than just talk. At least a little bit of good news. Seattle will move. This just came across right now. Seattle will move to dismantle the CHOP zone after the shootings, the mayor says. It's about time. It took shootings. Seattle will move to end the police-free zone known as Capitol Hill Organized Protest, or CHOP, after two recent shootings, one of which was deadly, Mayor Jenny Durkan announced. She said the violence was distracting from changes sought by thousands of peaceful protesters seeking to address racial inequity and police brutality. So for 2 weeks, she allowed a section of her town to be held hostage by domestic terrorists and did nothing and said nothing. Amazing. And then the other big news of the day, which I haven't had a chance to even describe yet, And by the way, my buddy, Matt, in Florida, who I grew up with, who's just a great guy, listens to every minute of this show and listens to Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage and Sean Hannity and all the great ones, and says this is the best show he's ever heard in his life, by far, not even close. The only one close, he says, is Tucker Carlson. I don't watch Tucker, so I have no idea. You know, the minute I'm off, this show is over, boom, I'm out to eat, I'm enjoying my life, I'm exhausted, I've burned my brains out, and I've got nothing left to give, and I just go to dinner. And I really don't watch Tucker. He says, Tucker is fabulous. He says, number one is Wayne Root, number two is Tucker Carlson, number three is Rush Limbaugh. Top three in America today. And Tucker has none of my energy, but the things he says, none of my emotion and passion and energy, but the thing, and my street smart background, like Matt knows, him and I were fighting the bad guys together on the streets of New York. But Tucker says all the right things. He thinks exactly like me. But when it comes to Trump, he loves Trump. He voted for Trump, my buddy Matt, but he asked on text, where is Trump? I agree with you. Where is Trump? Every one of Trump's people is thinking the same thing. Where is Trump? I mean, did Trump win because Seattle is going to take down CHOP? Is that a win for Trump? No, I think Trump should have gone in and taken it down. And by the way, he should have done it my way. Surround it with National Guard troops and SWAT teams and FBI SWAT teams. And bring in the military if you have to, but if that's a big deal, okay. National Guard, SWAT teams. And then cut off all the electricity and all the sewage and all the water. And build a wall around the whole thing with barbed wire at the top. Or a fence with barbed wire at the top. Let the Army Corps of Engineers build it. And then wait. Let them all come out with their hands up. And then I keep saying send them to Guantanamo and try them for terrorism. But no one's going to do that, are they? They're going to break it up and they're going to let them all go, even though they just held hostage an American city, armed, domestic terrorists. Did anyone go to Guantanamo? Is anyone going to be tried for terrorism? What message was learned? What? We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we have no guests in this third hour on my national radio show, so I'd love to take calls, 833-WAR-TALK for the whole second half of hour number three. So starting in about 12 minutes, we'll be back for break after this segment, and we'll take calls, 833-WAR-TALK. Line them up, 833-927-8255, especially my flagship station, 790 AM in Las Vegas, 833-WAR-TALK. War Talk, free call, toll free, 833-927-8255. Anywhere in the country you want to rap about what's going on. Some news just breaking again. You know, it's like I print out 100 articles, and then during the show there's 10 breaking stories, and you never get to the 100 articles because you're too busy dealing with the breaking stories, but there's just a lot going on. Criminal vandals begin tearing down Andrew Jackson's statue outside the White House. See, I told you, how do you allow this to happen? It's bad enough when someone sets fire to a flag. That's terrible. Don't ever misunderstand what I'm saying. I'd be willing to get in a fight and slam your head into the ground. You touch an American flag in front of me, we're going to battle. But that's not the point. Statues are worth millions of dollars, and they represent Americans' history. The American flag could be replaced at a moment's notice. What it represents, I can't stand to see it burning. But it's not the same as a statue. How are you allowing this to go on, President Trump? Now you're going to allow it right outside the White House? Protesters in D.C. preparing to set down the Andrew Jackson statue in front of the White House. Jackson was the 7th President of the United States, a general in the United States Army, served in both houses of the U.S. Congress. And at the same time this is going on, radical leftists attempting to install a Black House autonomous zone in D.C. I told you so. You don't nip Seattle in the butt. It goes on everywhere. What's going to stop them from doing it in your city? What's going to stop them from doing it in my city, Las Vegas? Oh, I know. As soon as a bunch of white extremist KKK guys take over downtown Vegas, we're going to go in and shoot them instantly and kill them all. They're dead. But God forbid it's black people or liberals. Oh, we'll just let them do it for 2 weeks. No big deal. They're just playing. They're dancing. They're cooking. They're having fun. You know, liberals, they're fun. It's like Woodstock, for God's sakes. Let them just have fun. Let them just take over downtown for 2 weeks with armed guards and a border and deportations. It's really hilarious. They built a wall, you know, and they kicked people out, deportations. They're so against walls. Far-left activists now attempting to declare a Black House autonomous zone just a couple of miles from the White House in Washington, D.C. And then, of course, you have the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser. She allowed Black Lives Matter to be painted in obnoxious giant yellow letters spanning two blocks outside Lafayette Park by the White House and renamed a portion of the street Black Lives Matter Plaza. Folks, these are all people that have no respect for property rights. On Monday evening, activists with fences in D.C. began to attempt a recreation of the Chaz or Chop Zone in Seattle in Washington, D.C. It's just amazing. I told you, if you don't take it down immediately, you got to make them Exhibit A. Set an example. Send them to Guantanamo. And here's a great article about what happens when you disband the police or defund the police. New York City sees a 400% jump in shootings as the undercover unit is disbanded. They disbanded the undercover investigations unit, taking hundreds of crime-spotting undercover officers off the street. And at the same time that's happening, what a coincidence, crime is skyrocketing in New York City. According to stats released by the department, number of shootings reported in New York City over the past week hit 55 compared with 12 a year ago. That's a five-time increase. Commissioner Dermot Shea officially disbanded the plainclothes unit a week ago. Meanwhile, hundreds of journalists who live in New York City have been obsessed with a bogus conspiracy theory about the surfeit of fireworks heard around the city as part of a conspiracy to stop black and brown people from getting enough sleep. Where do you even get these things from? Commissioner Shea acknowledges the rank and file are demoralized after weeks of deadly interactions with protesters, looters, and rioters. On Sunday, video of an officer applying a chokehold while detaining a suspect in Rockaway Beach, Queens, led to a suspension without pay, further rankling the rank and file. The city council passed a new law, requiring cops to use chokeholds to be charged with a misdemeanor, regardless of whether the subject is injured. Man, there's going to be such increases in crime. You saw 104 shot, 14 dead over the weekend in Chicago. New York City's headed that way. You know what stopped all this? Stop and frisk. Had nothing to do with black neighborhoods. It had to do with high crime neighborhoods. You go where the action is, and you stop and you frisk people that look like bad guys. And then there's no crime, and there's no murder, and your people are safe.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the reason the United States has more coronavirus cases is because the country has more advanced testing capabilities. During his rally on Saturday, the president jokingly said that he told health officials to slow down the rate of testing as the numbers continue to climb. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked about the president's comments at the White House briefing on Monday.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day. $1.8 billion is invested in NIH to find new testing capabilities. Any suggestion that testing has been curtailed is not rooted in fact.
The Supreme Court, in an 8-1 decision, is upholding a Security and Exchange Commission's practice that allows the agency to seize illegal profits from wrongdoers and use that as restitution to any victims who were defrauded. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we'll grab your calls. Phone number again is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We've got a few of them lined up. We have room for a couple more. 833-927-8255. In other words, I'm giving you a little hint. Hint, hint. If you call now, the next two callers will absolutely get on the air with Wayne Allen Root. We have room for two more, and I'll get to all of you in the second half of the show. 833-WAR-TALK, toll free. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, conservatism. Strauss Heart Drops has helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada, but they've never been advertised in the United States before until the Wayne Allen Root Show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops, for having faith in the Wayne Allen Root Show. Appreciate it. Heart attacks and strokes are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. All right, we'll grab some calls. I've got a lot more to talk about. Matter of fact, the biggest thing I want to talk about is Trump's new immigration executive action that he took today. That's a really big story, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's grab a couple calls. Let's take Jack on line one. Jack, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm almost in disbelief as I'm watching America's short, minimal amount of history be erased right before my very eyes. And I don't understand why the government, the senators, the congressmen are not in outrage over it. You know, if you look at, history is offensive. You know, could you imagine if they demoed the pyramids, erased the Sphinx, and we never even knew that existed in history? Burn the Dead Sea Scrolls because, you know, the history in it isn't, you don't believe in gay marriage or for whatever offensive reason that they would find to destroy it. I mean, we're no better than ISIS.
I know. Well, no, don't say we're no better than ISIS. Liberals who pull down statues are no better than ISIS. The rest of us are great. The United States is filled with 63 million Trump supporters. That's how many voted for him last time. My guess is it goes up by at least 5 million this time. So Trump will have 68 million people who don't want those statues in our history erased. So we're not terrible. But yes, the Antifa activists and the Black Lives Matter activists who are willing to destroy statues are awful. They're terrible. Agreed. Absolutely agreed. And it's a disgusting situation. It really is. Jack, I appreciate the call. Thank you for calling in. We've got Kathy on line two. Kathy, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Wayne, it's wonderful to talk to you. I'd just like to ask, you know, President Trump just doesn't really, I love President Trump, but he doesn't fully get to the point of why don't they create a commercial really laying out to the American people the full agenda of the left to change this country forever. Really show everything that the left is doing, how illegal immigration is affecting the African-American community, education. There are so many issues, and you talk to people in work, and they don't seem to fully get it.
Kathy, you do realize Trump put out a commercial just recently, and I can't remember exactly what was in it, but it was something along the lines of what you're saying. And it was banned by whoever it was, Facebook, Twitter, Google. Somebody banned it. Same thing happened in 2018. Trump had the greatest commercial ever. You know what it was? Talk about reality. All it did was show a MS-13 gangbanger a leader who was in a courtroom, and when they sentenced him to life in prison or death, whatever it was, I can't remember, but let's say life in prison, he mouthed out, "I'm going to kill you," to the judge, and then slashed his throat. In other words, used his finger to go across with the slashing throat sign, that "I'm going to kill you, judge." And the cops came, and they held him back, and he started screaming, "I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you." And Trump ran that and said, "This is what's coming up over the border." And they banned it. They wouldn't run it on any of the TV networks. You can't tell the truth anymore. All that was the truth. How is the truth bad?
It's so disheartening. It's so you feel like crying when you see everything that's going on.
I know. It's terrible. Country. And I wish Trump would do more. You know, I think the reason my show is so hot and all of you believe in what I say is because you know I'm right when I say I love Trump for this 12 reasons. Then I say, but here's something that I don't like about Trump. I'm very honest with you. Why is Trump not doing anything about the riots, about the statues, about Seattle? You can't just stand by and move your mouth. You've got to do something. Show Americans that you're willing to step up and step in and do something. And I think he's surrounded by idiots, scared, timid idiots. Because he's not doing anything about these things. And our country is falling apart. Now, is he the best we got? Yeah. Is he the last chance we got? Yeah. Without him, we're dead. It's over. But he's still not doing some of the things that need to be done. It's almost like since COVID, and that's another thing he should have not done. He shouldn't have allowed the economy to be shut down. But since COVID, he's been kind of a different person. It's like they took his balls away. They took his personality away. You know? Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
He's not quite as bold as he used to be. Sad.
Very disheartened.
All right, Kathy, yeah. He's the best we got. He's the only thing we got, so let's back him, but let's try and force him. You know, you can't just yes the man to death, even if that's what he wants. I think what you got to do is let him know that we're not happy, that you can't just stand by while the country's ruined, and you let radicals take it over and domestic terrorists armed to the teeth take over towns. Sorry. Thank you, Kathy. Let's take Buzz on line one. Buzz, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root.
Oh, my gosh, Wayne Allyn, so great to talk to you.
How are you, man?
Oh, I am doing good. What I wanted to say is after the war between the states, all the Confederate soldiers were made United States soldiers because that was to bring the country together.
Right.
And now nobody in this movement wants a United States.
Well, I think more important than the soldiers who were made, quote-unquote, you know, as you say, made to be American soldiers to bring the country together, I think an even more important Exhibit A is the fact that both the North and the South wanted Robert E. Lee to be president of the United States. The North asked him to be the next president after Lincoln was assassinated. And the South wanted him to be the president. If they had won the war, he was their choice to be the president of the Confederacy. Everybody loved Robert E. Lee. The North loved Robert E. Lee. They thought of him as an amazing father figure. He was asked before the war to be the general of the Northern forces of the United States. And the South wanted him to be the Confederacy's general. And he chose between the two, and it broke his heart. But in the end, he went with Virginia. He was born and raised in Virginia. He loved Virginia. He wanted to command the Army of Virginia. So he fought for the Confederacy instead of the North. But he almost fought for the North and took over United States forces. But he felt like he'd be fighting his own people where he was born and raised in Virginia. So here's a guy that both sides wanted before the war. Here's a guy that both sides wanted after the war. Here's the guy that was beloved by everyone. He didn't fight this war over slavery. He was just defending Virginia, the state he loved, his home. And now they're tearing his statues down. Probably the greatest fighting general in the history of the world. Literally, there's never been a greater general in the history of the world. That alone gives you a statue. And the idea they would tear that down, it's just all division, and it's all diversion from their real goal, which is destroying America and instituting communism. Thank you, Buzz. Let's take Horace on line three. Horace, you're on with Wayne Root.
Yeah, two things that you need to have to vote
first off would be a photo ID, because you can't drive, can't fly, you can't even collect welfare if you don't have some kind of an ID. And the other thing is a paycheck, a paycheck stub showing that you're a productive member of society. You contribute, therefore you should benefit.
Hey, I agree with you. You know, if you listen to the show, you know I'm on your team. I think you certainly should do what Mexico does, which is government-issued photo ID and thumbprint, or you can't vote. The one you're never going to get. I mean, I agree with you. It's never going to happen. We may one day have photo ID, federal-issued. We may even have thumbprint. It's possible. We'll get some sort of voter ID, maybe in Trump's second term. But you're never going to get a paycheck to be allowed to vote. You're just not. I agree with you. Founding fathers said you can't vote unless you own some sort of property so you have skin in the game. And I get that. And you're going a step lower than that, which is nice. You don't need to own anything. You don't need to own land, a building, a house, nothing. You don't need to own a business. You just need to work. So just a paycheck. And I agree. But no one's ever going to let you say, if you're on welfare and food stamps, you can't vote. The liberals are in charge of everything. The school system, the lawyers, the court system, the media, the social media, Hollywood. You're never going to get away with that. They'll call that racist. It'll never work. So let's not worry about that, even though I agree. Because it's not racist. It's not white or black. Anyone with a job should vote. They have skin in the game. Anyone with property should vote. They have skin in the game. No one's ever going to go for that. It'll never pass. So let's not even worry about it. Let's not lose energy over it. I like realistic things. We need national voter ID. At least on federal elections, federal government needs to issue ID, with which includes thumbprint and photo. And that's the only way you can vote. Wayne Allyria, we'll take more calls when we get back. 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the country. 833-927-8255. The Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, last segment of today, of Monday. I was about to say, thank God it's Friday, but it's Monday. Long way to go to Friday. 5 hours a day. I got to get through 5 hours times four. So I got to get through 20 more hours of radio to get to Friday. 20 more hours with Chris O'Sullivan. 20 more hours with Andrew Paul. Oh, my God. No, they're the greatest guys in the world. They really are. Without them, there's no show. So thank you, Andrew Paul. Thank you, Chris O'Sullivan. Great job. Thank you, Ed Stoltz. Thank you, Fred Weinberg. Without you, there's no show. All of you, greatest people. And thank you, MAGA Mall, the sponsor of this last segment of the show. MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. Hate to say it, but it's true. Raw truth, MAGA caps from the MAGA Mall are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the cap is embroidered, every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, and even the president's signature. I've got one of those caps. I wear it proudly every time I walk my doggies. Bubba, we go out, I wear that cap. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout. That stands for Wayne Allyn Root, of course. That means you're a Wayne Allyn Root listener, and you get 10% off your order already at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off. So go to themagamall.com and use the promo code WAR10. Highest quality MAGA products, themagamall.com, themagamall.com. All right, so Trump, I saved the best for last. I didn't mention this the whole show because there's so much going on with the statues and Seattle, and finally Seattle's going into clean out that Seattle chop zone, as they call it. Donald Trump signs a new immigration crackdown for the rest of this year. They announced this today. They were extending a ban on green cards issued outside the United States until the end of the year and adding many temporary work visas to the freeze, including those used heavily by technology companies and multinational corporations. The administration cast the effort as a way to free up jobs in an economy reeling from coronavirus. A senior official spoke to reporters, estimated the restriction will free up to 525,000 jobs for Americans only. President Trump is focused on getting Americans back to work as quickly as possible. And do you know why he's got to focus on getting Americans back to work as quickly as possible? Because a Ivy League educated idiot, and I really mean that. I think a lot of these Ivy League educated people are brilliant as far as book smart goes, but as far as common sense, they have zero. An Ivy League educated idiot with exaggerated computer models, failed computer models, named Dr. Fauci, destroyed the American economy. So he's got no choice but to sign these laws that make it impossible to bring in legals now. Not illegals, but legals. In other words, legal immigrants can't bring them in because they take American jobs. The ban applies to new visas, H1B visas, H2B visas, J1 visas, L1 visas. And he imposed a 60-day ban on green cards. And so the point of it is to give Americans jobs because there's no more jobs. You can't be giving them away to foreigners. So here's this article I just found on Zero Hedge, and I wholeheartedly agree. Is it time to bench Fauci? The single biggest threat against President Trump's re-election in November isn't unhinged liberals out for blood, a hostile media, or even a politicized U.S. Supreme Court. It's Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease advisor of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. If he's not reined in, he may succeed in making Trump a one-term president. Here's why. One of the most important things an incumbent needs to secure re-election is a strong economy. But due to the radical lockdown and months-long national quarantine Fauci championed in March, the U.S. economy was dealt a devastating blow, resulting in 46 million Americans losing their jobs. So now instead of the president galloping into November, leading one of the hottest economies in history, he's trudging to the ballot box, hoping the economy will recover a little bit. And in hindsight, advisors like Fauci should have recommended a partial lockdown and a quarantine only for our nation's most vulnerable citizens, the elderly and those with underlying medical conditions, and those in a nursing home, not the whole country. But that moderate and reasonable approach didn't happen. Instead, the president adopted the questionable advice of Fauci and others who favored a national lockdown, kneecapping the economy and our rights and jeopardizing his reelection. And Fauci's also sowed skepticism about kids going back to school in the fall. You know, my son Hudson, he's 20 years old. And Hudson is in Texas, and he's working in Texas right now, and then going straight back to college. And five of his buddies tested positive for coronavirus in Texas in the last few days. Five. And I said, how sick are they? He said, one has a minor cold that feels like a sniffle, and the other four never had a single symptom and wouldn't have known they were ever sick, except they were around the guy who had the sniffle and got tested and tested positive. So they went and got the test, and they're all positive. There's no young person in the world that has to worry about, stay up late at night, worrying about coronavirus. For all intents and purposes, it's an impotent cold for young people. If you're 65 or older, you got to worry. If you're 75 or older, you got to worry. If you're 80 or older, you got to be really worried. If you're anywhere between 0 and 30, there's nothing to worry about. It's like getting a cold or getting the flu. You don't need to end the world. You don't need to stop sports leagues. Dumb Fauci. I agree. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. See you tomorrow.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now. A 20-pack starting at only $12.
or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.